This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. Good morning, I'm Macca. While Tass is on leave today, and no doubt in his Terry Towling dressing gown, I'm co-hosting the show along with Mark Hawthorne. Mark was Victorian publisher for Fairfax, and he joins us for the next 2 weeks. Paul is on panel, Fiona producing, and on Twitter. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine is Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show. It's coming to you live right here from Melbourne, the world's most livable city, on the world's best LGBTIQ radio station. You can listen to us on radio, by streaming, and of course via podcasts. We bring you an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet and pay my respects to elders past, present, future and emerging. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the elders from our diverse LGBTIQ communities. Good morning, Mark Hawthorne, and welcome.
Good morning, Macca. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, listeners. And I have to say, great to be back. It's been a long time since I've been here in the studio at Joy.
It has.
But it's always nice to feel welcome.
Last time, I think you're actually on your way to the races.
You always got me to come through on my way to the races, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You like a little bet, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. What about, you're not a poker machine man?
No. I just find it incredibly boring.
Yeah.
I understand people want to do that. If that's how they want to spend their time, that's fine, but I don't find any appeal.
Well, there was a couple of things this week, Mark, that rang my bell. One was...
Just a couple.
Ding! Victoria Police, I think on Facebook, about using your phone to pay when you're in a drive-thru. And it's a breach of the road laws. I think it's 6 points and $500 fine.
At a drive-thru?
At a drive-thru.
This is the nanny state gone mad.
Well, I suppose it's better for them to pursue that rather than stop paying lawyers to rat on their clients.
Yeah, you'd think they'd have a few larger issues to worry about than someone buying a burger and fries at 1 kilometre an hour.
But then again, imagine if the person doing it was distracted and their foot went off the brake and they rear-ended someone. You'd be pretty unhappy.
Yeah, I can imagine a lot worse crimes.
A lot worse. I remember one day in a drive-thru there was a new Alfa Giulietta. And
broken down?
It broke down. And the people from McDonald's had to come out and push it through the drive-thru.
In my 20s, I owned 3 Alfa Romeos, and I don't think I got through the financial pain of that until my 30s.
Yes. Now... I want to talk a little bit about Andrew Hastie, federal Liberal member for a seat in Perth. The seat escapes me at the moment, but he's head of the Parliamentary Security Committee, Security Affairs Oversight Committee, and he made some comments about China and the rise of China and how we as a country and the West generally are responding to it. And he drew a parallel between what the West was doing, the Allies, as it was during the war, the rise of the National Socialists in Germany, the Nazis. And he said this was a similar thing. People, in effect, appeasement. Now, Matthias Cormann, the finance minister, he came out and said that Andrew Hastie's remarks were clumsy and they're a personal view, not the view of the government. Gave him a bit of a slap. Peter Dutton actually said, well, it's not like, we can't say there's nothing to see here, which I thought was really interesting. So is there a parallel between the Chinese Communist Party and the Nazis? Well, there is. Both of them have an extreme, had and have an extreme dislike of press freedom. They're both corrupt. They use every method of surveillance they can find on their own citizens. They wage economic war, right? They control the economies. The state is basically a military complex. They both had and have concentration camps. Call them different names. And they're led by one man, surrounded by paladins. So I think there is a lot of similarity.
So I want you to go through your same list, and it won't be 100%, and read it again and put the filter of the United States of America on your list.
Press freedom.
Okay, better. Yep.
Corruption.
Well, I'd argue that.
Probably it is as entrenched in America, in capitalism, no doubt about that.
Have we seen the president's tax returns yet?
No.
Thank you. Next one.
Surveillance.
Hello.
Yes.
What does Pine Gap do?
Yes, but there is, don't forget, there is congressional oversight of that state surveillance and security apparatus. Economic war and controlling the economy, well, they certainly don't, the Americans certainly don't control.
What are we doing right now, but economic war?
They don't control their economy. Okay, when was the last time America claimed about half an ocean and little sandbars in it and said that that was historically theirs?
Ask the Hawaiians.
Mm-hmm. Military complex, yes.
Yes.
Yep. Paladins. Who are the paladins that surround Trump?
I didn't say all, but we've still got a fair chunk of that list.
Concentration camps?
Historically, yes. Recently,
yes.
No.
Yes. Japanese during mm-hmm. the war. Yep. I'm not saying there isn't a similarity, but I think Andrew Hastie's comments about China, and let's look at what's happening in Hong Kong at the moment. The Hong Kong people are making statements with their acts and their words.
I liked Philip Khoury's piece on Hastie, where he went to his motives for his statements.
Yeah,
and Phil's Philip, who writes for the AFR, is one of the best political writers in the country.
He is, isn't he?
And he said his motivations are twofold. One, he's a conservative backbencher who's growing increasingly frustrated with the government, yep. With Morrison trying to control the party, a la Howard. And two, he's a long-standing critic of China.
Yeah. And, you know, I love the Chinese people. I think, you know, they have done so much for the culture of this country, of China, but of the world. But the Chinese Communist Party is a military dictatorship. And, you know, they talk about democracy. They don't even know how to spell it.
Well, they don't have one.
No, they don't have one. Now, Hong Kong, Mark.
Where I was born?
Yeah, now, what about your grandparents? Were they in mainland China?
I'm from a Chinese Kuomintang family, so yep. Actually my grandfather fought.
Oh, you're a capitalist roader.
Yes, and family history, my grandfather was one of the 100 most wanted men in China after Mao seized power. The rest of his colleagues went to Taiwan, he went to Hong Kong.
Okay.
So, but they migrated decades ago to the United States.
Yeah, but you understand, you know, what the Hong Kong people are talking about.
Absolutely.
And I think it's really interesting, you know, China talks about one country, two systems. And at the same time, all this is going in Hong Kong. They're trying to engage in dialogue with Taiwan. Well, that'd be going down all right, wouldn't it? The Taiwanese would be going, oh, so this is what you have in mind for us. You'd like us to be like Hong Kong, one country, three systems? I don't think so.
Well, as I was always brought up, the notion that China is one country is false. If you look at China, yes. It's more like Europe.
Yeah.
It's an amalgamation of different provinces and cultures that are highly unique, own language. Think of China as like a highly militaristic EU, and you've got a better idea of China.
And probably better organised.
Yes.
Certainly in the control mechanisms, although the EU is not far behind.
Brussels and Beijing, I think there's a little bit of a tilt in power base.
Now, Brussels. What do you reckon Matthias Cormann, do you think he'd like... Matthias Cormann could be a pretty good EU bureaucrat, couldn't he? He's Belgian, so...
You go there, Macca.
Anyway, I admire the people in Hong Kong, young and old, poor, middle class, and an element of very successful business people are now saying, you know, we actually want a say in how this place is governed. I think it's a really interesting development. It's really interesting. Anyway, no doubt the People's Daily will, you know, they listen in occasionally, you know. They're going to mark your card.
Well and truly marked, Macca, his
grandfather was a capitalist roader. During the Cultural Revolution, he would have been barefoot in the fields. Well, most of them were, actually.
He was educated in the United States in the 1920s at the University of Missouri. Yeah.
Actually, yes, it's a long time ago.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.